Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's about that time for
Hot Talk Radio.
Hey, yeah, we going worldwide with this one. You know how we get down here.
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want that hot talk?
Hey.
We got that hot talk.
Hey.
You want that hot talk?
Hot Talk Radio.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it. You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hey.
You want it? We got it.
Hot Talk Radio.
What's up, world? What's up, ATL? I'm grinning because you know I'm always up and no damn good, especially when it comes out in the sound system. DJ Feezy has been having problems out of it. Now I'm having problems out of it. Now I know it's not me. But you know what? Hey, here we go. What's up? Well, welcome to Hot Talk Radio. It's your girl, Lady Libra, coming through your motherfucking speaker. Be well. I'm a beautiful fucking nightmare. You know, it's Thursday, and, you know, Thursday is my favorite day of the week because, you know, you lead into the weekend. You know what I'm saying? So it's a hot night here at Hot Talk Radio. Fuck it, every night's hot with us. You know what I'm saying? I want to welcome all our new listeners and tell our old listeners, thank you for listening in again. We're still working on what we're going to do extra for y'all, so don't get your panties all in a bunch. Just know that Lady Libra is on it. And if I have to beat DJ Feezy ass, that's what I'll do to get you what you want. But shout out to the other co-hosts here. We got JD the Black Clark Kent, Fat, Polo the One, Peter Professor, Sean, DJ Flea, Big Feezy, MC Flurry, live from the Fred House. Murder Mall, go easy on them. You know what I'm saying? I'm sick of you being so rough. We got Mama Hotsy, Mama Rotsy, whatever she want to be called. Shout out to twin folks up there in Chi-Town. What's up, Big Major? Sean, whatever. Shout out to the Bread Brothers. What's up, DJ Brad? Bad Bomb from the Dungeon Family. We're getting ready to celebrate with you at the end of the month. Lenny Mac, you steal my heart. You know what I'm saying? I still love affiliates. Shout out to you. Text drive me anytime you want to. Shout out to our promoters. We got ATGME, Apple J, Yola Entertainment. What's up, David? Freaknik ATL. What's up going on? JK Jones, EO Found. That's Polo the One. And Mike Lowe. MPM Entertainment. Trent Seller. Your sister loves you. Don't you ever forget it. Six Big Promotions. Twin Productions. Dirty Boy Social Club. Dirty Girl Social Club. That nigga over at Dub Beats. That nigga named Wallace Barner at Dub Beats. That shit right there sums it up right there. That lovely lady leave intro that you hear. That's me. And my brother. You know what I'm saying? We does this. What's going on, Power Moves? Jock and family. Jock and family. Over at King's Entertainment. Lady Leaver, love y'all. Mwah. Any information you want to send, you want to send any music, you want to be a guest on the show, anything you want to do, you know, send it to hottalkradio@gmail.com. Visit the Ning page, hottalkradio.ning.com. I kept it simple. You know what I'm saying? You forget anything, just Google the shit. Hot Talk Radio. Google Lady Leaver. Google Mama Roxy. Google yourself. Hell, I don't give a damn. However, go to Facebook. Do I search Hot Talk Radio? Three separate words. Join the fan page. It's growing daily. All your information is posted there, as well as hottalkradio.ning.com, because you can actually get to the radio station from the Ning page. Also, if you want to look up my page on tag, search Lady Leaver, two separate words, the number sign, and the number one, and you'll find my page. Okay. You know, I like to start off with my birthdays, because you're my birthday girl, you know. I like to tell everybody happy birthday. So starting with Facebook, happy birthday, Chanel Smith, Durrell Gardner, Jacqueline. I'm loving my Texas Momo. I have no clue. That's what's on Facebook. Happy birthday to her. Stephen Smith, Terrence Powell, Yolanda King Glenn. Happy birthday. My tag friends, B.O.B. Shawty, Deshaun B., Lorenzo, Nell, Reginald D., Ted W. I want to give a special birthday to someone. If it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be where I am today. So, world, High Top Radio Land, Lady Libra lovers, Mama Rasta lovers, whoever you are, I want y'all to give a special thanks to someone whose birthday is today. And his name is Tony Stroger. Happy birthday, Tony Stroger. He turned 45 today. And for those of y'all don't know who that was, that's my ex-husband. And if it wasn't for his trifling ass, I wouldn't be the beast that I am now. So y'all make sure y'all thank him. You know what I'm saying? Happy birthday, Tony Stroger. I'm wishing you happy birthday on your 45th birthday. I'm wishing you... wishing you many, 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 many... Phoebe, are you doing something? Anyway, so, her birthday is tomorrow because we don't go on air tomorrow. Dorit from Tag, happy birthday. Ted, oh, that's TB. T-E-E-B, happy birthday tomorrow. So, anyway, it's Throw It Back Thursday. Throw It Back. Y'all already know the Top Talk Radio. So, if you're looking for some soft, sweet, fragile shit, I can refer you to a station where you can get that at. But if you like it spicy, hot, freaky, whatever term you choose to use, if you like it like that, then remain. Okay. Now, we had Take It Tuesday. I'm sure a lot of y'all got off when we logged off when it took y'all song, because DJ Thieves was one of them. Yeah, he admitted it. I went and took me fine. Oh, yeah. I went to bed. You know, but it's okay. But however,
don't judge me.
I will kill you. That's what I will do.
Don't judge me. Keep talking.
Oh, now you want to demand me. We're not in the bedroom. You don't tell me what to do. I'm trying to warm up the mic. Because once it gets on fire, it won't be no putting it out. We're going to let the motherfucker burn. Burn, ATR. ATR. Sorry. My accent sometimes pops out. Excuse me. I am human, even though I don't come across like I am. However, we heated the world up Tuesday. Now we're going to burn ATR down tonight. We're going to burn this motherfucker down tonight. The mic remains on fire. So tell us what it is that you desire. The doctors here at ATR save lives daily. We fix a lot of problems. We're saving marriages, relationships. We're doing the damn thing because I get the feedback. Dr. Lazy, I want to thank you because now me and my husband, we work things out, you know. Tell Dr. Swerve that I don't know what I would have done with, you know, if he hadn't gave me that advice. Oh, we're doing the shit over here. Now, I can't speak on the other stations, and I ain't trying to because I don't give a fuck. There's Lazy Libra for your ass. For those of you who don't know me, get to know me. However, tell us your issue. We will provide you with a tissue. Copy. Now, are you a lazy lover? You know, it's times when everybody's going to be lazy. But are you generally lazy? Because if you lazy, I got to help you because you're about to lose everything you got in a matter of seconds. You need to call in. Let me enlighten your motherfucking ass. Let DJ Swerve get in your shit. Mama Rossi go get all over your ass because she don't play. See, I'm a little bit more lenient than Mama Rossi. Sean will shoot your ass because this shit here is don't make sense. Are you about to leave your lover because of laziness in the sheets? You know, I got the topic is going from both different going from several directions. But I promise you fit in one of these goddamn categories. I promise you that. Do you throw it back so good that you got stalkers? Are there times that your lover brings the sex so good that you refuse to throw it back? She motherfucking whoever, they bringing it so hard that you just, I just got to lay in to take it. Receive. That's what I use because I don't want to make y'all go back to Monday. You just got to lay there and just, I can't move. What is your favorite position to throw it back in? What do you know you do so good that you get in that position? You know you finna work and throw and fuck the shit out of whomever it is. We want details. Let's heat this motherfucker up tonight. Let's heat it up for the weekend. I'm not playing with y'all ass. I'm calling him no bullshit. Because I'm tired. Stevie?
Tired.
Stevie, how you doing?
I'm sitting up there listening to you. Give it to them like they want to hear. Big Stevie coming live from the frat house, Jacksonville, Florida. Swerve G, you with me, buddy?
You know I'm in the building. My boy was there now.
Ain't that man. Just chilling, man, you know. Mama Rocky, you there?
What it do, y'all? What's going on?
Oh, man. You sound like you done popped one of them pills again tonight. You on the oxycodone?
Here we go.
No, I just got done fucking, so I'm tired.
Oh, man. This is throwing back.
Yeah, y'all know how I got to keep pushing up my phone numbers because, you know, how that go, but yeah, I'm tired of it.
Oh, you threw it back and you had stalkers with it.
Oh,
wow.
So you weren't the lazy lover
that
tonight.
Later on in the show. What's up, Lady Lee, with your fat ass?
You know me, I'm on the grind, and you know we got this, can you hear me?
I hear your ass.
Don't start no shit tonight.
I'm just saying, I hear your ass. Who don't hear you?
I'll get started on you after 9:15, because it's time
right,
for Elliot to do his damn thing. What's up, Murder Mom? We ain't going to ease on their ass tonight.
Nah, we ain't going to ease what it is. Big Feezy, Swerve.
What they do, bro?
What's up, my boy? Checking in.
Shout out to what? Shout out to the what? Mama Rice. Where she what? Go?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mother Mom. Look.
Yeah, Mother Mom talking. Shut your ass up.
We don't, hold on. We got people that love us over there. Shout out to the what?
UK.
Hey,
you know what? I got something for all that. She just got through telling you, she just got through throwing it back. Leave her alone. Back main, little hot, little Wayne.
Because this shit don't make sense.
Get back to the money. Now get back to the white. Take a pussy break. a pussy freak, freak. Sick a pussy freak, yeah. Sick a pussy freak, yeah.
Ooh, she had a shotgun booty, and I'm the target every time she shoots. Ooh, she had a shotgun booty. Young money.
That was it right there. Shout out to Mac Man, Lil Wayne. Throw it back. Buzz it open like you're supposed to. Lady Libra.
I'm saying, hold on, wait a minute, hold on, hold on, hold on. He said, bust that pussy. Wait a minute, you know what kind of songs out there you talk to me? You know, I mean, my lady will not say shut right now.
They're not supposed to.
I want to fuck you so bad right now that I don't know what to do. I mean, because you just played that song like you just knew that's what I needed to hear.
Hey, it's called inspiration.
So you trying to inspire me?
We all inspire behind that.
We got a lot of people with their hands up. So this story back Thursday, I mean, they want
to
pay.
Let me go to some of the callers.
Throw it down, throw it up, throw it around. I'm
ready to
goddamn, you know, get it started.
It's you got a couple of phone number on here and everything. Shout out to Duval.
That's motherfucking
right.
I know one thing. I just don't know. I mean, I'm Lady Libra. But right about now, I want to throw that pussy back. I just want to bust it open. Let's get this shit started, because these people with their hands up and shit, we don't want to ignore them, not at all.
Not at all.
Not at all.
And if you want to put your hand up, make sure you press one. If you press one on your phone and you're listening on your phone, it'll throw your hand up if you got a question. Because I really think Lady Libra want to talk to us about the laziness factor. What's up?
You did what now?
The laziness factor.
Oh, yeah. No. Shit. Yeah, I'm mad because I'm hearing about this shit. People come to me and they confide in me. They be like, Libra, I just gone, you know. Let me come back to that. Let's start seeing about our people. What's up, Juicer? We see you out there, boo. You didn't press one, so I ain't coming to you right now. But however, we're going to keep calling. The hook boys. Hook boys.
What's happening? I'm not trying to. What's happening? We online?
This lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. What's going on?
Man, chilling, man. Just checking out the show, calling in, seeing what's going on with you. How you doing today?
Welcome to Hot Talk Radio. I'm fine, and yourself? You sound fine. I like your voice.
Yeah, I might use you.
I'm going to write your number down, because I'm going to call you. What?
Yeah, go ahead. You can do that.
I got a question for you tonight.
Yeah, go ahead.
Are you in a relationship?
Nah.
Or do
I'm
you
not
got somebody? Okay, you know you getting some puss on the regular though, right?
When I need it, yeah, I guess you could say that, yeah.
Okay, is she throwing it back like you like it?
You say she's throwing it back like I like it.
Is she throwing it back? Because it's throwing back thirds. I don't even know if she fucking you.
Yeah,
like, is she throwing that pussy at you like she's supposed to?
Yeah, she throwing it back.
Why did you marry your woman yet? She ain't doing something, right?
Hey, you know, everybody be in different times of their life. So, you know, that'll come along someday. It's no rush.
Okay. So is she throwing that pussy at you so good that you don't want to meet me?
Hey, you never know what can anything can happen. You know, I never say never. I may want to meet you one day. You know what I'm saying? So we can arrange something to hang out one day or something like that.
All right, that's enough of this bullshit. That's
yeah.
Enough. I don't
want to
hear it.
Nobody
want
to
hear bullshit. Man, please. Anyway.
This hold on, fuck up. She got me on the late night.
Murder
I ain't even moved
man,
shit.
Don't be falling into that girl trap. That's some bullshit. What's up, Murder Ma?
You just want to summon him. You just mad.
How the hell you know
you're not calling right now?
How the hell do you know we ain't already got fun going on? You all of it.
Because you know why?
That's real talk.
He on the line with me.
Man, look, this Mama Rice in the building. Shot side the south side of the A. This bitch don't know what the fuck she talking about, but I'm going to let her have this one.
What's your phone number, please? If I can mute this bitch. I'm trying to interview my callers. You can play my phone and shit.
Feezy know what it is. Feezy know what it is.
Feezy. Okay, I'm going to show. How the hell is she getting on the phone? Feezy, where is her number on the switchboard? Because I'm trying to talk to the callers. This bitch don't know what she's doing. Aha. Thank you, Feezy. Now, back to what I was saying. Who was I talking to? Don't play with me, Feezy. Where you at?
I know I'm in the building. What's happening?
Okay, where's the little boys at? Because, I mean, I was trying to talk to him to warm him up while rudely interrupted.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Now back to you. So, however, do you have anything that you want to add to the topic tonight? Because sound like you pretty much straight as you need to have her call me to enlighten her on some things. Because I got some other hands that have flown up, and I want to bring them in as well.
Oh, well, you can bring them in. I'm just checking out, vibing out, just, you know, seeing what's going down. But
okay.
I don't really have anything else to put, you know what I'm saying, towards the conversation. So.
Okay, because she's throwing the pussy back.
You're
not being lazy, are you?
Nah, not at all.
Okay. Well, you know, every topic ain't going to always meet everybody. You know what I'm saying? Feel free to go back and listen to the shows on demand, because I'm sure you'll find, oh, my God, what the hell? I'm sure you'll find something that will meet your fancy, because I bring all kinds of topics from, I tell you what, you just go back and check them out. I'm going to go to some of these other callers and welcome, and thank you for listening. Hook, boys, and I'm going to write your number down because I'm going to call you, okay?
All right, that's what's up.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Lady Neva.
What's up?
Lady Neva, I got Big Sexy on the line. She calling in from Duval. Big Sexy says she want to say something to the world.
Mm-hmm. Say what? Can you hear me?
There you go. What's up, Big Sexy?
What's up, this Feezy?
You know it.
Hey, baby. I'm new to the game, just trying to figure out what's going on. Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
That's what's good. So y'all talking about sex?
Go ahead and tell her the topic, Sheila. Lady Libra.
Libra, I hear you schooling the girls in regards to sex.
Me and my arch nemesis, Mama Roxy, and Sean, and the fellas on the team as well. But today is Throwback Thursday. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
We heated the mic up on Tuesday because it was Take It Tuesday, you know. But however, we throwing it back this Thursday. I'm trying to make sure that the women are not being lazy in the bedroom because they about 2 seconds from being alone. So we got to spike this up. I need to know, you know, are you throwing it back so good that you got stalked? Are there times that your lover is bringing it so good that you just refuse to throw it back? You know how sometimes you just have to lay there and just take it. I mean, well, receive it. I use that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to make sure that you're throwing it like you're supposed to.
Most definitely. All this ass I got, I can't help but throw it back. I like to feel the vibration.
What's the best position to throw it in? How you throw it? I mean, we
can't
throw it back.
Listen, who about to lose their man if they leave? You know what I'm saying? I know I can't be the only one throwing it. You know what I'm saying?
Now you are not the only one.
Man, Lady Lee,
how you throwing it,
boo-boo?
I like to get on my knees and that nigga put his...
I'm listening. Go ahead.
I said I like to get on my knees and have that nigga put his nails in my ass with all this ass I got, you know. I like to throw it back like that on and doing the doggy style.
Okay,
That's
okay,
but
you like it pretty much.
Yeah, that'll work.
Go ahead, Mama Rasta, because you won't keep on until you get
it out. Cut your motherfucking ass. So a nigga, can't nobody even get a motherfucking word in because your ass always got damn chance
shit. Because I'm talking
nobody
to my people.
Anyway,
don't start no shit.
Big Sexy,
like
what it do?
Drunk ass old lady.
Kudos,
what
Big Sexy. Kudos, kudos, kudos. Three times kudos for the doggy style position. That's my favorite as well.
That's how you make niggas weak. You bring them to their knees when you turn out that ass to them and you're in that doggy style position. They can't help but grab your shoulders and make you take more of that dick. Throw some more ass to them.
Hey, good question.
What's up,
Daisy? I got a question for you.
What's that?
When you go down like that, do the motherfucking niggas next door come through and say, hey, man, stop all that. Because we know that nigga's name. And we tired of hearing that shit.
Soon as we get started making love, going hard, I hear a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. And as soon as I go deep, getting it in, then again, there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall.
Swerve Jiggle.
What's the damn deal, my boy? What's happening?
I know his neighbors know my name. Everybody know my name. Lady motherfucking Libra coming through your motherfucking.
Your damn name.
You know me, I need to check on some of the callers.
My neighbor's
calling.
Stevie.
What's up?
My neighbors call me Smiley.
I know they do. I know they do.
Is that because of the dimples in your booty?
Possibly. There you go.
We got a call at 334-467. What's going on with you? Where you calling from?
Southside Alabama.
Y'all know I am nothing to fucking play with. Welcome, caller 334. What's going on with you?
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. This your first time listening to Hot Talk Radio?
It's my first time.
Okay, well, welcome. Are you enjoying the show so far? Elliot, don't play with me. Steve, don't fucking play with me.
This talk. God, you're so mannish.
Who are you to tell me what? Who are you? Do you know me?
Well, what's up, lady? What's the topic for tonight?
The topic tonight is Throwback Thursday.
Throwback
and
Thursday.
I need to know, are you a lazy lover? Or is your lover lazy? Is she throwing it back like she's supposed to?
Oh, yeah, she's throwing it back.
She is?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm so happy for her. Okay, okay. Have you ever had anybody else that threw it back harder than she threw it?
Yeah, I have. Check out Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. This chick out of Atlanta, Georgia. She's pretty bad.
What about the chick?
Huh?
What happened with her? What happened with her? Why you didn't leave her? If she was throwing it better than the one you were, why did you leave her to go back for somebody who's not throwing it as good as she was?
I don't know. I don't know why I did that, because she ran her motherfucking mouth a lot. But she was all cool. She was good, though.
Say that again, bro.
She was a motherfucker.
She run her mouth a lot.
You need to have her call me so I can teach her how to be quiet. What position did she throw it to you better in?
Oh, doggy style, definitely. Doggy style.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, did you miss her?
Oh, yeah, she took me to Miami to throw it. I mean, she just said that. She took a nigga to Miami to throw it. She had a nigga following her like a little puppy dog. She threw it so hard.
Oh. Okay. Did that. Well, if you need your current situation to call in so I can, you know, give us some pointers, feel free to do so. Because they leave it to the save the world one show at a time.
Oh, okay. Okay. So I need to. So you're an expert on throwing it back, huh?
The verdict's still out. The verdict's still out. We don't know yet, so you might want to hold off on that phone call. You know what I'm saying? we need somebody to validate that before she starts giving out advice. A lot of her shit be fucked up.
Oh, hold on, boo boo. Hold on. Now you finna make me act like Mama Roxy. telling shit.
Ain't nobody confirmed that she knows what she's doing yet.
Oh, ain't nobody confirmed?
No, ain't nobody confirmed it yet, so. The verdict's still out.
Okay. I'm going to let you have that one, boo. I'm about two seconds from just making you eat them words.
This ain't what you want.
Oh, it's what I want, Lance. Oh, excuse me. I'm sorry.
Stop giving these calls bad advice.
What?
I'm telling you.
Stop giving these calls bad advice.
I'm giving you bad advice.
Stop giving false information, man. Stop doing that. You putting a bad look on Hot Talk.
Who told you let this bitch back on?
I'm on. You can't mute me, bitch. I'm here. That's right. Mama Roxy is in the motherfucking building. What you say? Mama Roxy is coming to your motherfucking speakers.
You thought you was my shit? No, you was my shit.
Lady, leave
and guess what, bitch? Guess what? Die, ho.
Now, that was fun, though. That
I love
fun,
it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Lance, is that who you fucking around with?
It might be. Dude, that might be.
What'd you say, Marilyn?
Brett, please don't start. We just getting y'all ready for the shit we finna get ready to bring to y'all asses. This shit finna be on fire, just like we already. But since, you know what, fuck this shit. I'm tired of being, conservative and all that bullshit. 344, are you still there?
His name's Barry. His name's Barry.
334.
I'm still
you see it out, right?
Yeah.
You see it out. So, can you describe this female that you had in ATL that, that you still looking for? Can you describe her?
Okay, she was about 5'2". She weighed about 175. I had an ass like you could put two ashtrays on the back of her. I'm talking about round and ample. A small waist. Cute as a button in the face. She was a little
hungry. She had a boot with a perk? Did she have a boots with the fur?
Oh, yeah, the boots with the fur. I could vouch for it, and she could definitely throw it back. She wanted the best.
Hey, Lady Libra. Sound like he just described Juicy. Juicy, you there?
You know what, Juicy?
Juicy
5'2"
with it.
Juicy. Is he talking about you?
He might be.
I know that's right.
Oh, man. We might have found it for you, dog. Juicy.
Oh, she's scared now. Yeah, she's like, oh,
devil,
shit. The gig is up, Juicy.
She's here tonight, so I don't know what's going on with her phone.
Yeah, she got an echo. We gotta mute it. But hang up and call back.
Right,
press one. Yeah, hang up and call back. You got an echo.
I think you just
described Juicy, though, if I'm not mistaken, man. I mean.
First of all, boo-boo, Juicy ain't all the one made like that.
He said 5'2". With a booty, you can sit a pedestal on.
She wants you to play along, Feezy. Okay. 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 Who else is 5'2" with a apple booty?
Not Lady.
I don't know.
She's not
5'2". She's not 5'2".
Lying.
Exactly.
I'm 5'1".
Well, he ain't talking about you. We know he ain't talking about you.
You ain't made the cut.
334. Who's Barry? Why don't you go ahead and tell me who you're talking about since we got some people that don't quite understand this shit?
Well, one thing, she has the same birthday as mine, October the 5th, so she's a Libra. She's the host of the talk show.
Her birthday.
My birthday is October the
5th. Oh, well. Happy birthday. We're going to see what's up. We got another 904 with their hand up. DJ Feezy, did you check on them?
I just saw it. Fuck it. We going to the next song. I'm going to check on them. I'm going to check on them after the next song, man. You know, I see our switchboard is really on fire tonight, but I got to give a shout out to my homeboys in the South Town. Obama's in my pocket.
You know we got that Obama money, right?
Yeah.
Matter of fact, we counting that right now.
I got Obama's in my pocket. Got Obama's in my pocket. Hey. Obama's in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it. I'm cool.
cool
with these Obamas.
I got Obamas in my pocket, got Obamas in my pocket,
hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool, I'm cool,
hey.
I'm cool, I'm cool,
hey.
I'm cool, I'm cool,
hey.
I'm cool
with these Obamas.
I got Obamas in my denim, $100 pair I'm wearing, like my pocket filled up with millions.
Hey.
My flow is off the ceiling, with my money, yes, I be spending. Got me feeling like I'm Nino, acting just like I'm a
villain.
Hey. I'm an animal, I'm a problem. No, sir, I cannot be tamed. When it comes to Barack Obamas, I do away with pocket change. This recession, copping jewelry, my designer Louis V. Way beyond fly, see my pilot taking us overseas.
Hey.
Loaded, loaded, overloaded. Yeah, my jeans are overflowing. Like this Ciroc that I'm pouring. Filling up my cup with a little bit of orange. Now we pouring
hey.
Out of state. Packing clubs and coliseums.
Hey.
That's why I be wearing shades. Hey, the sweat I don't
see. I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
With these Obamas.
I got Obamas in my pocket.
Got Obamas.
Yeah, got that Obama money. What about y'all? Major. Oh boy, my flow is nasty. Other words, I'm sanitary. You said you hot as me. First, no, secondary. Do you understand it clearly? You can't relate, fam, cause I'm ballin' out of this world, so you can call me Space Jam. Money was prescribed as my medicine. Homie, I have evidence. This right, this shit's a heritage.
Hey.
Do you know your history? You don't well go and look it up. You can call me the cable man. Yes, fam, I'm about to hook it up. So why you in my target? Officer, what the charge is? 25 to life, cause we bangin' out the hardest. These Obamas in my pocket just refers to having profit. 24/7 equals the grind. Do you agree? Well, get behind it.
Got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
With these Obamas.
I got Obamas in my pocket.
Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
Hey,
I'm cool.
With these
Obamas. Hey. My lead lady got an office job. Green money, white house. Stay low key in an armor car. Big doors, marble floors, top flight security. The size of my guard, like the Statue of Liberty. You talking reckless,
man.
Go check our records,
man.
You get the message,
man.
Very impressive,
man.
You see us go hard like we rocking in a mosh pit. You can't help but see us cause we stick out like a bird. It's on the hood of your Suburban. You take time and wipe it off. Tony Danza on these mo. Y'all know who's the boss. There's no replacement. Your money's lower than the basement. We hustle till we ancient. Can't keep up, put on your age.
I got Obamas in my pocket. Got Obamas in my pocket.
Hey.
Obamas in my pocket. Ain't no way that you can stop it.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool. I'm cool.
Hey.
I'm cool.
Motherfucking Obama's in my pocket. What it do, Hot Talk Radio? Mama Rossi.
What's going on, baby?
What's going on in the sports world? Why don't you let me know what's going on? Let me know something. Hot talk to me.
Okay, make sure you mute Lady Libra ass, because I get tired of this shit every motherfucking show.
Are y'all going to fight every time we do a show? Is that how y'all going to do it? We got you again.
Oh.
I love it. I love it.
What's up, Hot Talk? What's going on, world? This is your girl, Mama Rossi, coming in the building or whatever. We're going to go back into the NBA Finals Game 4. It's Los Angeles Lakers against the Boston Celtics. Let's see what we got going on here. Despite having a sore right knee, Los Angeles Lakers center Andrew Bynum was expected to start in tonight's Game 4 of the NBA Finals. Prior to the game, Bynum was listed as questionable. He tweaked his knee in Tuesday's Game 3 after going up to block Kendrick Perkins' fine-ass shot during the third quarter. Celtics backup forward Rasheed Wallace, with his nappy-headed ass, motherfucker, no, he got some nappy ass, who has been slowed by a sore back, also was expected to play. Rasheed is going to be fine, Celtics coach Doc Rivers said. We anticipate him playing a little bit more tonight. The Celtics are virtually in a must-win situation tonight with the Lakers holding a 2-1 lead after Tuesday's 91-84 victory. Celtics shooting guard Ray Allen will try to bounce back after his 0-for-13 shooting performance. Guard Derek Fisher sparked the Lakers by scoring 11 of his 16 points in the fourth quarter, despite him crying at the end of the game. I'm watching the game right now. I don't know who's going to win, but I'm a Boston fan. I hate the Lakers. Oh, my God. But hopefully we'll see who pull out, and then I'll keep y'all updated on the next show. And that's Mama Rossi with the Hot Talk Sports.
You know, you a beast for that thing. That's the only thing you do good.
Oh,
I'm real proud of you.
I don't know what the fuck shut up. You know, shoot. You know what?
Well, why don't you tell the world how you going back this Thursday?
What you mean? Everybody know how I throw it back. You see, I got a stalker that's been here for 14 years. So.
That's not a stalker.
That's a relationship.
That's a marriage.
Man, look. All y'all got to do is go on my Facebook page. You'll see the pictures. I got ass for days. Small, cute in the face, small waist, ass for days. It is what it is. And I know my shit A1. I know my shit A1.
You could be skinny and sew it.
No.
Do you not realize the group thing got shit to do with how you put that foot on the nigga? Damn.
I throw it back. And I get no complaints at all.
No.
I don't.
I need my fucking superhero. Is this a BTK? We got Sean checking in. See? Hold on, wait a minute. Somebody's calling, right?
That's your boy. That's your boy background. That's BTK background. Hold on.
Yeah,
what was good?
Hello, can you hear us?
I hear you. What's going on?
What's going on? It's going back Thursday. Where you at?
Throw it back Thursday. God damn, what's happening, world, man? This is BCK checking in, man. What's good with you?
Hey, we trying to see if your folks phone or if they being lazy. Because if they being lazy, you need to give them my phone number. Because I'm trying to save the world one show, one relationship at a time. Because if they being lazy, they about 1 second from losing out.
Oh, if they being lazy, they about 1 second from losing out. Oh, man, okay.
I feel you. People just need to know, you know what I'm saying?
See, if they're throwing it back, then you'll know.
If they're throwing it back, then you know that you're straight. But if they're not throwing it back, they about 1 second from losing out. Tell me what's going on. Inquiring minds want to know.
See, I can't, hey. I don't know nothing about them type of problems, you know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? Because I be so busy throwing that thing myself, you know what I mean? Throwing that thing up and up, you know what I mean? Oh, man, come on, man. I don't call me BCK for nothing. You feel me? For real. They don't call me.
They don't want to hear that BCK. We need details. If you came from PPK,
they don't call me BCK for nothing. They don't call me BCK for nothing, baby. They don't call me JD for nothing, baby. Jay Dangler, they don't just goddamn Dangler, you know. What if, look, cause that thing good, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a groove off of that motherfucker make music, you feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? You want to hear intricate details, they don't even take it dead far here from niggas on the phone. I don't want to hear that shit.
Same number.
I mean, this is
how it's already,
that's what we do.
I hear
that's
you,
what we
man.
Do.
You know what, BCK, what it do? Mama Ross in the building. Don't let that bitch trap you. She's trying to get information.
Oh, man.
Ain't nobody trying to hear that shit.
It's all good. It's too many. Look. If it were me, just, you know what I'm saying, on here, and it's a whole bunch of nothing but ladies, of course I'll go ahead and break it down. But what other nigga want to hear how another nigga do whatever? You feel what I'm saying? Especially if I'm going into intricate detail.
We got Big Juicy on here who just gave details on females on here. We didn't get offended. That's what we do. This is Hot Talk Radio. They not
but that's females, though. That's females, though. Tell me what you want to know. I'll tell it to you.
A lot of myths are they going to be upset because you wouldn't go into details. Because I bet you might tell Swerve to tell us how he gets down. Swerve ain't all that.
Hey, I got some secrets. I can't unveil all my secret trees. Somebody might bite one of my moves, man. I'd be mad about that. You know what I'm saying?
How you gonna know they bite your moves? They ain't gonna call you and tell you they doing it.
But I'm securing it by not telling it at all. I don't want nobody to know my move.
Hey, no, you could tell them like me, my boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of niggas have the same outfit as me, but my nigga, you can't wear it like me. That's how I look at it.
I feel it, my nigga. Look at these niggas. So what?
Now, I was trying to get Big Sexy to say something to you, but she listening, but, you know, she kind of reserved right now. It's okay. Because I'm mad now because you sitting up here being all silent and shit.
Who you talk to?
I'm pulling your ass in the private room and cut you out. That's what I'm going to do.
You're going to pull me in the private room anyway.
That man said he got a secret weapon and he don't want to let it out.
I got a secret weapon. It was a secret move, I'm trying to tell you. See, look, I'm going to tell you what it is, though. Lady Lever just really want to pull me off in the private room anyway, so she can learn, she can feel what the secret move is.
That's what Lady Lever do. That's what I do. As a matter of fact, y'all finish the show. I'm taking him into the private room to see what's going on.
You do want to take me to the private room anyway, baby. I already know.
I'm so sick of her ass, boy. Woo, Lord.
You know what? Let's both go in the private room with him.
Hey, Lady Lever.
Huh?
Lady Lever. There's
I'm
no
here,
sex
I'm
in the champagne
here.
Room. There is no sex in the champagne room. That's some old school shit right there, wasn't it?
It's Hot Talk Radio. And nothing is taboo. We hope we don't offend you. This is how we get down. They trying to be PG tonight, but I done told them the folks in the UK don't want to hear this PG shit. What's up, Joe? What's going on, Hannah? What's going on, Mr. Seatman? Make sure you plan it in the class tomorrow. It's Hot Talk Radio.
What's up, Joe?
No, that's what my plans over there.
Oh, they PG? They PG in it tonight, Lady Lever?
This seems PG to me, because I know what my friends like. My friends like me. Oh, we got a caller. We got another
one.
Wrong.
But hold on for the caller. You know, we going to hold on for the caller. We're going to bring it into the room. I'm going to let you go first. But,
You're taking me too long. That's that bullshit.
What time for the old school ride, Vanity 6 Sex Shooter? WATR. On your dial.
I need you.
Oh, I'm a sex shooter. Oh, I know I'm one. You know what I'm saying? Welcome back, world. It's your late. Oh, shit. I'm all tossed up by that song. That one that took me back to Purple Rain with Apollonia. You know what I'm saying? That was a bad bitch. You know what I'm saying? And I'm pretty sure she still is. But that was a song. You know what I'm saying? That was the song. Oh, shit. The lines are officially flooded at this time. For those of you all who didn't get a chance to get in, hey, secure your spot at 9 o'clock. Because I just got confirmation that the system is overloaded. You know, just to explain it, you know how on New Year's when the clock strikes 12 and everybody tries to call their mama and grandmama and say Happy New Year and you can't get any service, you can't get through? Same thing is happening to HTR right now. That means that we have so many people trying to call in that the line is completely shut down. Lucky you for those that got through, unlucky for those that didn't. But hey, just also know that all the shows are on demand. Just visit the site, select your show, hit play, and enjoy. We have them also on podcast. Download. I think once you register the podcast, I think all the shows automatically download. However, it's Throw It Back Thursday. Throw It Back Thursday. For those of you all that are just tuning in, which there shouldn't be that many of you because now the system is shut down because we've gotten so many calls. However, we heated up the world Tuesday. Now we're going to burn this motherfucker down tonight. The mic remains on fire. So tell us what it is that you desire. The doctors are here to save lives. Tell us your issue. We will provide the tissue. Tariq, are you a lazy lover? Are you about to leave your lover because of laziness in the sheets? Or do you throw it back so good that you have stalkers? Are there times that your lover brings the sex so good that you refuse to throw it back? You just want to lay down and receive. You know what I'm saying? What is your favorite position to throw it back? We want details. Let's heat the world up for the weekend. Let's set the motherfucker on fire. Let's go.
Hey, Lady Libra.
Hey, boo-boo.
I got somebody want to answer that question. I got my dog, DJ Dre, legendary. Swag team representative, Young Jock DJ. Leaving the door, Papa Trump. Leaving the door, Tyler Cook.
Yo, are we live? Turn your radio down,
Oh my God.
What's cracking? What's going on? Hey, this is an announcement. This is a public announcement. There is sex in the champagne room.
Thank you. I'm so glad because Steve won't let me do shit.
How y'all doing?
Hi, what's going on?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm great. This Lady Libra coming through your motherfucking speaker. Welcome to Hot Talk Radio, baby. What's going on?
We're doing good, man. I had to call in. I've been trying to call in and talk to y'all for the longest. We are officially live from the frat house. It's going down. ATL checking in, Swag Team checking in, man. I had to call in and talk to y'all, man. What y'all talking about tonight? Y'all talking about lazy lovers?
Yeah, it's throwing it back first, and I got to make sure the ladies are throwing it back because, you know, I'm ready to leave. I'm a doctor. I'm here to save the world one show at a time, and if these women not throwing that pussy back and you ain't throwing that dick right, it's a problem. I'm upset, you know what I'm saying, because that means it's some unhappy people in this world, and I don't like people to be unhappy. The UK loves us over there. The Saudi Arabia loves us. They love us here, too, but I need to make sure everybody's throwing this shit back like they're supposed to. Are you happy? What's going on? Talk to me.
Man, well, it's funny that you should mention this because I just went through a situation. I don't know how familiar your listeners are used to some of the southern rap groups here in Georgia where we're at, where I'm at. if they're familiar with Field Mob, I just went through a situation that my shawty done cut me loose because she said that she don't want no more. I just beat it up so hard and so much that she can't take it. So that's kind of, you know, that's kind of the...
Yeah,
your what?
I'm going to pull you into the private room.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, because me and you need to talk.
Yeah, man.
AKA, she wants you to beat it up, Dre.
Well, you know, we'll have to get you talk to the HR department and you submit your resume, and then we'll, you know, we'll take it from there and get your first interview going on.
That's exactly what I kept telling him. Ain't nobody certified that she knows what she's doing yet. So I'm glad that you're taking the time out and got the proper hiring technique.
Swerve V, what's going on?
What's happening, my boy?
You just had a call that verified me, boo.
Me verified that.
But hey,
you said 5-2.
Hey, well, you know, these days, you know, this is a recession, so we have to make sure that we go through the correct protocol.
It's all kind of fake resumes floating out there.
Let me ask you something. How do you go about, lady, when you do encounter something or someone that's not really, you know, giving you that swing back action? What do you really? What's the proper etiquette for ladies to, you know? Because the fellas need to know this too. So if the ladies is trying to tell him on the sly, or once you explain how a lady is gonna really, you know, break it down to him and say, hey man, you need to put a little more oil in your tank or something. You know, what's the proper way of going about to, you know, let the guy know that, hey.
Well, sweetie.
Hello.
She don't know.
All right. Well, anyway. Well, callers, how you doing? Callers is going down, man. It's DJ Trey, man. I'm checking in, man. Swerve G, Big Steezy. I left my wallet in El Segundo. It's going down, man. Y'all need to make sure y'all tweet this show out, man. These guys is doing their thing. We're going to be coming from some live colleges real soon. You know, we're going to have lady at the door checking, taking y'all resumes, fellas, making sure that the ladies are straight for when y'all come in there. And all the ladies are very welcome, very, very welcome.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't talk much, I guess, so.
Hey, tell us you can reapply in 6 months.
Reapply in 6 months, reapply in 6 months. What y'all got going on, man? We just living life good right now, man. Commercial time on this game, halftime. We got hey man, we're trying to do a show down there, man. What's up? We're trying to get a show started down there, man. I've been doing a lot of booking. We got Roscoe Dash, we got Soulja Boy, we got anybody you can think of. We trying to goddamn bring them down there. Oh, this ain't the real radio. This ain't regular radio. We can cuss on here. We trying to bring them niggas down there. You know what I'm saying, to any city, man. Big shout-out to all the Kappas that's listed. Big shout-out to all the Frats and all the Greeks and all the Sauras. Checking it out, man. We just live on the radio right now.
Believe that. Appreciate you shouting out the news, baby. You know we always in the building. You know what I'm saying?
Blur.
What's happening, Blur?
Yes.
Man. I don't know what happened to her mic. I'm trying to find out what's going on with her people. Mama Rock, are you there? Hold on.
Is it just us?
I don't know. Let me find out.
No, we still live because I'm listening. Yeah, we still live.
Yeah,
we still live, people, so y'all call in, man. Y'all call in. Make sure y'all call in now. Callers, we need in more callers. Right now, tune your radio in right now.
Lit. Let me see what it is.
917-899-8677. That's right. Throw it back Thursday.
Fucking now.
We need some ladies to call in, man. We need some ladies to call in. Any ladies that's listening, call in right now. Go downstairs in the other room if your man, if you're scared of your man, gonna tell you to get off the phone. We need you to call in right now. We got ladies in Auburn. We got, there you should go. How you doing?
Hey, Sean, I really don't want to talk to you. You don't really want to ask me in private.
There you go.
We don't want to ask you guys the question. Well, you know, well, hey, I don't know. What is your input then?
I got somebody to answer you, Drake.
Who am I speaking with? Is that Drake?
This is Dre, yes.
Dre, you know I'm not going to answer those questions, right? I follow no guidelines.
Big Sexy, you still there?
I'm here, baby.
Did you hear what my boy asked? Or does he need to ask the question again?
What's the question?
Well, the question was, how do you properly... You know, it's Throwback Thursdays, and I'm going to catch some of the listeners up that just logged in. You guys were talking about how if you have a lazy lover, and specifically my question was to you on how do you really, you know, just so these guys can know if they're not putting it down, you know what I'm saying, if they lady friend or whoever it may be, you know, we want to know how the ladies is, what's the proper way of going about to tell these fellas that, hey, man, you ain't, you know, you need to turn the wheel in your tank
up.
You need to turn the oil in your tank up. So, what's some of the ways that that you would advise or tell?